Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Check the shop. Look, you're
How do you even turn my lights on?
We're not ready.
Yeah. Trying to get a cat to eat some food with some worm medicine in it now, mate. Got the bags under my eyes. Sweet Lord, Alabama, I wanna sing to you tonight.
Staying alive, staying alive.
Last show of the week.
I really need a haircut. This fringe.
I'm thinking of getting it short again. Shut up, big boy. Eat the medicine. Hello, biggers. Biggers. Eat the medicine. Let me take your medicine for you. Oh, love. My love.
Oh, sweet love. Staying alive.
My hair. Honestly. This lockdown, I know, like, health and everything, but what about hair?
Forget the 100,000. I need a haircut, man. Oh, you might see some big boy action.
And not the kind you're used to.
Yeah, no show on Friday. We told you this. Were you not listening? We're off Friday. We're off Monday, Tuesday, having mental health days. But I might be streaming a game on Tuesday. In fact, I will be streaming a game at some point on Tuesday, Big Bucks.
I like big bucks, I cannot lie.
Bucks. So this is the last show of the week. Deal with it. We'll give yourself a haircut live. Get lost. What do you think I am? What do you think we are? Monkeys? Performing monkeys? No, we're human beings.
With needs.
We are human beings with needs. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. My kids are next door. I don't want them to know
Stop
sexual healing.
That.
Sofa bump, 500. Could you mute? 500. Oh, let's move that over there. Let's move that right over there. Thank you, Sofa Bum, 500 bits. Mental health days. Friday, Monday, Tuesday, but I will be doing a two-hour gaming stream at some point on Monday. Because the money was just too good to say no. Too good. I've been trying to get a cat to take its medicine.
They won't. You can't lace their dinners. They will not eat in such a manner.
Ooh, I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the world stood still. On Blueberry Hill, it lingered until I did a big blue. Ba-ba-dum, ba-ba-dum. Let's open up Sky. Let's get some calls. Yeah, there's a call coming straight in. Straight in. Yes, caller. First call of the night.
How are you doing? I called you not long ago. Do you remember? I've worked through a vaccine.
You called us not long ago. You worked through the vaccine.
Yeah, working for the NHS. I don't even remember. I called you when you were playing. Was it Warzone you were playing?
Oh, yeah, man. You're Mr. Track and Trace.
I am. Yeah, it was track and trace. Now it's vaccines.
You will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
Can you get us the vaccine, please, mate?
Unfortunately not.
Get the hell off of my show. Get the hell off of my show, you piece of trash.
Coming on here tantalising us with vaccines.
Give us the vaccine, baby, please, sir. Please, sir, I'd do anything.
I really wish I could.
Polish that really helmet good could. And proper for a taste of the vaccine, sir. How's it going, man?
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I've forgotten your name. Remind me your name.
My name is Reese.
Reese. I spoke to Reese when I was doing the only phone-in show on Twitch that involved playing games at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And Reese was phoning up. He was part of the track and trace team.
Yeah.
And he had...
Is he a tracker or a tracer?
That's a personal question. We don't need to know. But he was having a lovely time talking to old people on the lines that were a little bit lonely.
Mm.
And he said, this is a good guy. This is a good guy.
And doing the vaccines now, you get the people 70 or older. So it is nice. Nice talking to
you. Go on, do it to me. So pretend you phone me up. Right.
Oh, no, I can't leak anything, unfortunately.
Okay, Catherine, you do it.
What, shall I be Reese?
You be Reese.
Hello, I'm Reese. I'm a nice guy.
Hello, young man.
Hello, old woman.
Yes, what can I do for you? Would you like my PIN number?
No, what I would like is for you to come here so I can stick a needle in you.
Would you like my bank details?
I'm going to end this call now because I think you're being abusive.
Would I be abusive? I want the vaccine.
Oh, I did get, you know how last time we talked about how I haven't been sworn at yet?
Mm. Yeah.
I got sworn at.
For the vaccine?
Not long ago. Yeah, so because a lot of these people sometimes have to travel quite a distance. Well, if they haven't got a vaccine centre in the area, then they've got to travel maybe to another city. And they don't like being told that. And then sometimes, yeah, I guess
they don't like it up them, do they? So
what, they got Larry. On a scale of swears, was it a category A, meaning the strongest swear, a category B? Quite offensive, but not quite a category A or category C.
And category C doesn't mean a C.
It has to be a B. Now, I wish it was a C. I would
so you got? Did
that.
You get? Were you called a bastard?
No.
A shit.
No, it was kind of like a. It was like a. It wasn't really sworn directly. It just. It was like multiple swear words in one word, like fuck this, fuck that, fuck this, fuck that.
All right, Reese, watch your language. Blimey, what is this?
We did ask.
Yeah, we didn't ask him to say fuck this, fuck that, fuck your other, did we?
Well, stop you saying it.
I'm quoting him, so it's in context. We can blame Dido Harding for this. This is great news.
But yeah, you get the gesture, you know. It was just that.
I get phone calls every day, of swearing.
You can do it right now, please.
The worst language ever. And I just want to take this opportunity to say, please, 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 Catherine, stop. Stop it. Stop phoning me.
Bollocks to you. You can stick that right up your dick.
My kids are next door and you're talking about inserting things in my dick. For pictures. Reese, we have fun. Oh, he's gone.
He's had enough. He doesn't have to stay on the call.
Reese hung
up. That abuse.
Reese hung up. He just went. We missed a call here. Why are we getting calls that start that?
Release Reese.
Bezic had a caller last night who recited a poem which had the F word, the S word, and the racist P word all in the same line. Yet it's that poet. I won't do anything with the accent. Who wants to recite her daughter's poetry?
Yeah. It was. And also, if I'm thinking of the right poem, she rhymed it with park.
No, that was a different
one. Oh, that was the duck.
Hey!
Says,
one tap
cook.
Beefy, thank you. One tap you. Beefy.
It was the duck, wasn't it? That said,
yeah.
Cook, cook.
Yeah. So tonight is, so this is the last show for a few days. We're having some mental health days.
Yeah.
Friday is off. Monday and Tuesday is off. But I will be doing a gaming stream on Tuesday. I don't know when. Well, I will be encouraging you to download a game for free. Right? I'm being paid to do this. And the more that get downloaded, if I get 380 downloads, it's nearly $8,000. And I'm going to give some to her. But only if we get the 380. So don't do it yet. Don't download it yet.
If I keep downloading it and then taking it off and then downloading it, will that work?
I don't know. I don't see why not.
Okay.
020328. Why, who called us at 20 past seven?
I don't know. Someone who does not respect the phone number at home.
I was cooking. Yeah, I think you can cook. And I think it's only on PC. I don't know. Raid. It's Raid, Pete. So if you've downloaded it because you're watching Terry Minor or someone like that, could you undownload it? Billy Billy
Bong. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. Is that the number I called earlier? Is that the late night alternative?
Yes, it is, and you're on it.
On TV.
Well, on Twitch.
I mean, kinda.
It might be on your TV if you're mirroring or whatever.
Oh really? All right. Well, okay. Sorry, you caught me off guard. Sorry, guys.
You phoned my home phone number out of office hours when I was feeding my children.
Oh, you're kidding. So sorry. I'm so sorry. You're kidding.
Anyway, what can we do for you now? Now
it's
we're all here.
Water. It's water under the bridge. Or as they say in America, water over the dam.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
I thought it wasn't supposed to go over the dam.
What a strange country.
They're supposed to be stopped.
Guys, I'll be honest, you caught me totally off guard because I was going to ask a favour, but I can't ask it while we're on the air. I can't, honesty.
We're not doing private.
We don't do secret favours anymore.
Stuff.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. I apologise.
But what is it? What is it? You've got us intrigued.
Oh, it's nothing serious.
All right. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to turn it down. They can't hear you, right? They can't hear you.
But
it's just me and Catherine. We can. What is it?
No.
Yes. 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 Oh.
Oh, I don't think we're...
Well, we can... I mean, I could do it now, but we're not on Tuesday. I mean, not... Because so no. All right, sorry, hang on. Do you want us to do it now? Why did you want this private? It doesn't seem that private. I mean,
because he wants it to be a surprise.
Some people, yeah, of course. Me and Catherine would love to join in making love with your partner. Of course, we would.
Brilliant. That would be an honour. That's exactly what I'm looking for. She'd be well up for that as well.
Happy birthday, Millie! It's on Tuesday, Millie.
Won't be here.
But when the COVID's over, get an orgy, Millie. Kath and me will referee. We won't touch you because we don't want none of the things that go on there. We won't touch you. We don't want any of the things that go down there. But we will be there filming and shouting out the rules. Everybody knows you put it in there, you fools. Is that all right?
Fantastic. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much indeed.
There'll be no accidental trespass on my watch.
Oh, c'est bon, 2328677. Oh, it's the phone number. 0336677767. That's the number. Hello, caller.
Yeah. It's you.
What do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
8335, it's you.
8335. Oh. Don't freaking hang up on me, you piece of trash. Don't freaking hang up on me. Don't freaking hang up on me, you piece of trash.
Rude, innit?
Very bloody rude.
Hurtful. Hurt.
Don't hang up on me, you freaking piece of trash.
Unless you are really desperate for the loo.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you. Right, Gaffer, get on the phone.
We need you.
We're starting. So we've done that silly quiz that we do. It's done. It's finished. It was the point of going on when it was 7-6. Pick up sticks. 7-6 Stevie Nicks. So it's done. We thought we'd turn the tables a bit. Oh, I forgot to bring any of the games with me.
I've got games.
Okay. So if you've ever set a quiz or you want the thing, 0203-6370. What do? You... 0203-266-670. There you go. You 0203-266-670. I'm going to phone
Gap. I got moral conflict, as ever. I've got... Who am I?
Catherine Boyle.
And I've got...
Hey, Michael, thank you for... No, it's a swear word, isn't it? No, on that.
I've got... Music quiz.
Hi.
Yo, Bum Rush, the show.
We need to see you, Gatford.
Oh, you can, can't you?
Now
the
we
pink
can.
Name graphics are exactly the same angle, so excuse me. Now,
okay, no worries.
How do I'm going to share my screen.
Room looks familiar.
We're in the comms room. We're taking the Skype calls in the comms room. Okay.
Right.
So, I'm okay.
Glad
so
you,
we're
glad
gonna,
you got saved last night. Sorry.
Yep. Share the sound. Okay, so we're going to start sharing. So, what can you see now?
It's a blank screen, but something's coming.
All right, mate. Don't get excited.
I can't see anything.
Okay. What can you see if I had a hammer?
I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out warning. I'd hammer out my blood between my brothers and my sisters.
All over this land.
Are you moving, Gatford?
No.
Oh, Gatford's ground to a halt.
Gatford, you've ground to a halt, buddy.
We got a frozen Gatford.
I'm here. I haven't stopped. I've got enough.
Dutty boy.
That's what you get for sitting next to your fridge.
Dutty boy. Thank you, Wibby, for the gift. And the sub. Right, let's try this.
Yes. Check it out now.
Right. So what I want to do, were you ready to play the quiz?
I am. I was born ready.
Okay, so you are going to play the quiz.
Do you have a pencil and paper?
Because you don't. Get a pencil
can't
and paper.
Write down yet. We want to see your hands in the air, like you just don't care until we tell you you can care. And take your hands out of the air.
Now, what can you see now?
Nothing.
For goodness sake, what are you watching?
No, I'm not well. I tell you what, if you broadcast it on the stream, I can see I've got another device. I can see it on the stream.
There'll be a delay, mate.
There'll be a delay, though. Yeah.
I'm sharing the frickin' screen.
Well, it's, you know, not my fault.
Well, it actually is. All right, what if I do
that?
What can you see now?
No.
For goodness sake.
Oh, no, I can see it. I can see it.
What can you see?
It is like a door.
Right, okay. So we're going to play a video of my fridge.
Oh, man.
And I want you to remember what you see, and then you're going to have 20 seconds to write it all down, okay?
Can I check? Will there be multiples? Do I need to get brand names?
Don't need brand names. I just want kind of the generic products.
Right, okay.
Are you ready? Here we go. And let me know. I'm going to press play. Is this moving for you now? Is that moving?
Yes, it's moving.
Okay,
yeah,
we go.
It's moving.
Okay.
Oh, almond milk. My mum drinks that milk. Oh, filled pasta. Nice. Picture of me with some Dairy Lee on it.
It's not Dairy Lee. Okay, 20 seconds starts now.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay,
pens down. Pens down. All right. What
you got?
Spot in my fridge.
Well, it's still on the screen, so I'll go for filled pasta first.
Okie dokie. Yep, filled pasta first. Okay, still on the screen. Okay. All right.
There was a picture of me. Picture of Gatford.
I need you to describe. We need a bit more description than that, please.
There was something around the mouth region, a kind of...
We need
whitey
to get the
paste.
We need to get that.
Maybe like Dairy Lee or Philadelphia.
Wasn't it? Was no. It was. We need to get it specifically.
Captain Sexy in the house.
Gifting four subs.
Thank you,
Captain Sexy. Do you want? Do you need to see the image again?
Yeah, it would be useful.
Looks like you're doing sexy eyes.
Is it whipped cream?
Kinda.
Is it clotted cream?
It is a bit clotted, actually, and I do need to see someone about that.
Drink more water. Mm.
Is it from Devon or Cornwall?
It was Spaff.
No, it wasn't. Oh, that's no. Tos. TOS, I mean. What was it?
Semen.
No. Milk. It was Hellman's.
Mayonnaise. Well, I didn't think of that.
All right, we're calling it mayonnaise now, are we?
There was milk, I think semi-skimmed, but I couldn't see the top.
Okay.
There was almond milk.
There was what, sorry?
Sorry, what now?
Almond milk.
Wait, there was what now?
Almond milk.
What?
Or some other type of milk in a carton.
I would call it almond.
Mm.
Is it the almond or the almond brothers?
Look at this guy floating in my fridge.
The almond.
Hang on a minute. We can make a dream come true here.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my word.
Double Gafford.
That's wrong.
Gafford, turn to your right and put your tongue out and lick.
Oh, my God.
I feel wrong.
You are very indeed wrong, Gatford. Thank you for being a good sport. Goodbye. Okay, on that. Shut up, cats. That's all the material I've got for tonight's show. Oh, let's do an advert, and then I have actually got something quite exciting. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
Good imagine.
You'd be very, very welcome. What's going on?
Patsy's Oy,
that little. I wonder if I've got a camera. I don't think I've got that camera.
Catch-ins are the best, aren't they? Yes, big boy's in the house. Yeah.
Hey, darling.
He is.
Is he in?
He's there.
Big boy?
Yeah, he's there.
Big boy's there, man. Big boy. Big boy. He's going upstairs. I'm going to do a shit in my bath, probably.
There is a strange smell up there. I don't know who's responsible for that.
Right, let's play some ads. I don't think I played the... I haven't got the ads. Let's take this call. Oh, it's a withheld number. These are always
exciting.
Good. You talk to them while I go play the thing.
Hello, withheld number. Who's that?
We can't hear it. Can't hear it. Try it again, but louder.
Is it Green Needle?
You're going to have to go a little bit louder. I know it might wake your mum up, but... Otherwise, we're not going to get the full force of this gag. Okie dokie. That's a shame. 0203.
I thought he was saying at one point he might be the Batman. I'm the Batman.
Now.
What's the matter?
Something very exciting has happened. I've won an award for this show.
Oh.
I have won an award for this show, and I have not looked at it yet, but... I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited.
I'm happy for you, mate.
But seriously, be happy for me, because this is a brilliant thing. And this is, not only is it... Right, so I've won the award.
Yeah.
But, and this is a genuine thing, right? I didn't want to mention it because I didn't know if it was real or not. And I've not opened this yet. This can only be good for the show. And it shows that you're a great, like, sidekick and stuff. So, this is from... the International Online... Oh, the big boy up there.
Hello.
The big boy sticking his head through the bands. The International Online Personality Awards.
All right.
And they have sent me what I believe is a trophy.
Okay.
So, not,
have you opened it yet?
No, I haven't opened it.
It could be a turd then.
It's not going to be a turd. Hello, biggers. I wish you could see if he's up there. So. Oh, mate. Fucking hell, it's a proper one. Oh, mate. Mate.
What? That's like a beauty pageant one.
Mate. That's a proper one and all.
No, I don't think anyone has.
Oh, bit's fallen off.
Uh-oh.
That's okay. We can fix that. We'll fix that with a little bit of glue. A little bit of glue. We'll fix that.
Oh.
Look at that, man.
Well done. Proud of you, mate.
Look at that. Have a look at that. Now, I would like to thank everybody. I would like to thank everybody who voted for me. Don't laugh,
oh,
mate.
Oh, dear.
I would like to thank everybody who voted for me and who made this possible. This Twitch thing was a dream.
Have you had a proper look at this?
And to be... It is stunning. It's a shame about that, but I get that fixed.
But no, I mean... It's important that you read the...
I don't really care. This is a dream to be... I remember about 4 years ago, I joked about how I was going to make my living from playing video. See, hold it up. Hold it up. Show them. I was going to make my living from playing video games from home. I joked about it. And now it's a reality. And I want to thank everybody that made this possible. I want to thank Matty for setting up the stream. I want to thank Talk Radio for sacking me. I want to thank Limmy for being a real inspiration to do this. All of the other people that we've met, Captain Sexy, Janelle, Matt, all of those people, right. It could not be done.
Have you?
It. The fuck? Oh, you're fucking joking me. This is bullshit. Person on the internet 2021. Boyle!
I'd like to thank.
That's divisive.
Parents, my agent.
That is divisive.
Talk Radio.
That is divisive. Don't even.
My sidekick.
It's some poxy organisation.
The Cats.
I've never even heard of. Who voted for it? Doesn't count for jack shit. Doesn't count for anything. It's stupid. We don't want that here. I'm glad it broke. Piece of crap. Plastic. Crap stick. So
proud. I never win anything. It's got my name on it.
It doesn't actually count for anything.
No, but because, you know,
have you heard of the organisation?
Makes me feel nice. Makes me feel nice. I think it actually looks better with only one ear.
Right. Put that down because it's making the focus go funny. I'll put that down if I were you, actually, please. Get rid of that. Thank you very much indeed. Let's get on with the show. Short one tonight. Can we time out Anna Live for saying well deserved, please? And the thing is about awards is they're divisive. They bring out the worst in people. And was it best person on the internet 2021? It doesn't even mean anything. Doesn't even mean anything.
Means the world to me. Thank you for your support.
Doesn't even mean anything. Gatford says all callers tonight need to congratulate Kath. No, they don't.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Come on.
Get some phone calls.
It's yours, really. I know it's got my name on it, but it's ours. Oh.
Let's get some phone calls going. Let's get the show up and running. Here we go. Yes, man.
How do you do?
Colin.
How are you, mates?
All right.
You're all right. Well, well done for the award.
Thanks.
All right, what did you call in about, please, Colin? Let's just get to, we haven't got much time tonight. Let's get to the point.
I just called to say hello and that. That's all. I'm glad you're doing all right.
Well, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Everyone's fine. This is all fine.
Yeah. So last night's show was good as well. I was laughing my head off here.
I tell you what, why don't we let the best person on the internet 2021 show us why she's so good. Catherine,
no, but we're a team. We're a team, mate.
I'm turning my microphone off. It's over to you. Where you go?
We had a lovely time with that. We had a lovely time. And we're glad that we've made friends with Captain Sexy again, because obviously we all need each other in this business.
Yeah.
All of us. Everyone.
Well, when he said the best one on the internet, I was going to say that includes both of you then.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a team effort.
Don't touch me.
It's a 50-50 team effort.
Please don't touch me.
Oh, where's he gone?
Can you see her? Hang on. Look, she's looking, watching again.
She's looking at you, Ian.
She's watching it.
She's wondering if you... Oh, my God.
Look at that crow.
Don't take it out on the animals.
So what nights are you on next week then? Because...
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, isn't it, Ian?
Just going to time some people out.
No, come on. Come on now. Come on.
We're on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, that's all right then.
Yeah, all right, good. As long as you can fit us in.
Well, all the best to everything again. I'll call up again at some point.
Let's get the show going. It's very flaccid. It's been too egocentric. Too many egos. Too much of one ego has crept into the show tonight. So let's make it fun. Let's make it fun. 0203-286-637. It's Friday. Fun facts Friday. Excuse me. Thursday. Yes, caller. Welcome to the show, 6079.
Hello. Well done, Catherine, on your award.
Thanks very much. Such a surprise and a thrill.
Yeah, well done. Sorry, Ian.
Okie dokie. Let's move on to the next call. We missed a call there. We haven't got time for dickheads. I don't want any dickheads calling in tonight.
Hello, it's Michael Gibson. How are you doing?
Hello, Michael.
Hello. It's just to wish Catherine very well done on her award.
Fuck off.
Thanks, guys. We don't have to talk about it all night because I'm finding it a little bit overwhelming.
Let's just move it on a little bit now because it's getting a little bit. It's getting. But they don't like it when it's too in.
I think they're quite pleased for me.
They don't like it when they're being too in. Let's all just chill out. There's a film about me. Ian Lee here. I've been asked to share some of my life with you, and that would be my pleasure. Today, I would like to share my greatest love. Those are my cats. So welcome to a tour of my cats. This is Patty. She's farts a lot and is a bum lick. Say hello, Patty. Come back. Lucky! Lucky! This one is called George, and this is Patty's brother. Get off. You get snot on it. George, say something.
Hello. I love the Indian's cat. He's the best... he's the best daddy in the world.
George isn't. Thought there might be a cat on my bed, but it's just some pants.
Lucky monkey!
This is Velvet. May she rest in peace. Sometimes one of the cats does a poo there and there.
Don't do that.
What's the matter?
Don't do that.
Oh, it's nice though.
No, it's not
nice.
It's
good for both of us. You said you were right. It's
that was the thing. Don't. Just don't do that. It looks that ridiculous.
Look, oh, it looks so good.
It looks ostentatious. You probably don't know what that means.
I do know what that means. So nice. What a lovely thought. Who are these people?
It
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's a
chance. Recognition's recognition, my friend.
I don't do it for the awards. I do it.
I totally do it for the awards. I've never had one.
Okay, we're actually on the show now, so if you want to come back.
Award-winning show.
Well.
Award-winning, well, 50% award-winning show.
If you want to come back, please.
There you go. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay, let's take some calls. Let's get on with the show now. That looks ridiculous there. That's not staying there. That's not staying there.
I think it adds a little bit of je ne sais quoi. Well, I do know what it quoi. It's awards.
This is something that's making noises now. Hello? Looks like that. Hello, caller.
Now, beautiful.
Hello, yes. I just wanted, on behalf of all of your moderation team, Catherine, I just wanted to say a hearty congratulations.
Go and fuck yourself, Pete. Are you all right? I think they're upset about the unfairness of this.
Well, life ain't fair, is it?
Let's get on with the show. Hello, caller.
Hi, I just want to say big congrats, Kath.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Let's move on now because it's getting a little bit boring and people don't like all this self-referential stuff. So let's get on with it. 0203. That looks absolutely ridiculous and is not staying in my house. 0203.
No, I'm going to take it home and I'm going to build a trophy cabinet.
Oh, I could suggest a cabinet you could shove it. That's kind. It's a brown cabinet.
Yep. Wood.
Oh, I wouldn't. 0203 286.
Are you being bitter about this?
I don't give a shit, mate.
I thought you'd be happy for me.
Nah, because awards are for tossers.
Well, I always clap you when you get awards like this.
0203 286
63. Happy for you. Mean it.
637. Oh, is the telephone number. Let's play. Right. Oh, it's time for this.
All right.
Is it?
Oh, you're not dressed.
Boyle's Judgment Day.
Are you not dressed? We're back. Oh, we're here. We're doing the thing. We're doing Judge Boyle.
All right.
Sorry, are you not ready?
No.
You're not ready?
Why are you being mean?
Are you not ready? Because we're doing it now. Come. Oh, come and do this. Not ready.
What are you being
tight
for?
Hello, caller.
I just want to say congratulations, Catherine.
Yeah, okay, goodbye. Hello, I'm not. It's your bit. I'm keeping quiet. Oh, because last time I spoke when it was your bit, I was a prick.
You were a bit of a prick, to be honest. It's all right. They'll hang on for me. They like me.
Can we time Josh Dickey out, please?
Hi, Kath fans. You're right. It's timing it.
Let's just get through this bit quick. Because actually, I think people are getting bored of the Judge Boyle.
They love this bit. It's their highlight of the week. I get so many tweets from people who love it. You love it, don't you, chat?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, can I have a bit of echo, please? I think we need a bit more something with this.
Nah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honour and solemn duty. What are you doing?
Some echo.
It's a bit too much now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honour. Why am I a robot now? Ladies and gentlemen. Try again. Another one. When you're ready. Ladies. No. Ladies. No. A bit less. Do you know what? Forget it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honour and solemn duty to preside over this court tonight.
Can we time my sister out, please?
Hold the most solemn standards of chat in this unique and beloved corner of the internet.
Same script as last week, not written a new one.
People like it, it's a classic.
Not written a new one.
Before we proceed, let us remind ourselves that this channel's vibe and indeed its very existence depends on each individual's abiding by one simple rule.
Why are the mods not delete? I've asked the mods to time out two people.
Don't be a dick.
I've asked the mods to time out two people. One of them is my own flesh and blood. Please time them out.
And though we should not labour under the mistaken impression that this channel is a democracy for now.
Clusterfucker, can we get time that out,
it's
please?
It's a dictatorship which is for the most part benevolent, but not averse to exercising great wrath and vengeance
wrath
upon those
wrath.
Who defy the sacred rule and insist on being dicks.
It's pronounced wrath.
Dick.
Like Tim.
We are not insensible, however, to the fact that we can all be dicks sometimes, can't we, Ian? and appreciate that everyone's perception of Dickory, Ian, is different. Infractions may happen accidentally, and misunderstandings may occur, and some people will never know the difference between humour and rudeness, just as many have problems working out whether it's you are or yours. Which brings us to tonight's proceedings, and the cases before us tonight, dear dear, so very, very many. The circumstances may be complex and the grammatical errors manifold, but I will endeavour tonight, as always, to sort the sinners from the sinned against, the naive from the knobheads, and the contrite from the gobshite. With that in mind, the court is now in session. First one up. We've got loads, actually, this week.
0203-286-6370. Peanuts 516. Let's have some fun.
Big Bennis for you. But I think what they mean is big penis for you.
They
this
were
is
banned
a very
literally
new
about
one.
30 seconds ago.
Man, you look like you're 70 years. There we are. First, your confusion. And it's not the ones that are quite common. It's someone not being able to say you. Then a face. Then get a wash grubby hands. Then a frog. Then a man's face. Okay, don't kick that DL. Right click inspect element. Inspect element. There is a list of games that's toss for Twitch. Play safe. Anyone ever play Chucky Egg? OMG, what is that? Is she getting nude? And the mitigation here is you are a retarded pedo. I don't think there's any misunderstanding there, is there? Well,
I was going to say that was a harsh ban.
And yet, banned they will remain.
Holy jack-em.
More Eyes 23. Now, this is one we discussed yesterday very briefly, and the gentleman in question tried to circumvent the law, I'm afraid. So he said he'd just have to hang on till tonight, and so the time has come.
Let's call him. See how desperate he is to be unbanned.
He's not even in.
Doesn't seem to be that desperate.
Seems to have breached the agreement of his tag.
Oh, I can hear us in the background. That's a good sign.
It is More Eyes 23.
Hello?
Hello. You know what time it is?
Yeah.
It's judgment time. It's judgment time.
Oh, no. Hey. Sorry, I'm just stripping some wallpaper. It's time for my judgment.
It is.
Why do you sound about 12 now? And you sounded like a 42-year-old yesterday.
Why do I sound? What? Hold on, let me turn this off. Right, what?
Nothing. Don't matter. Don't matter, Catherine.
Okay, well, there's quite a lot because we've had an ongoing relationship up until this point. I mean, a professional one, of course. More Eyes 23, nothing improper.
Definitely not.
Yesterday you were enjoying the stream, it would seem, from your conversation. He is a knob, I think, is where we'll begin, talking about Captain Sexy. His boat is shite, to be fair.
True dat.
Ah, forget him. Yeah. Ian Lee is the draw. We're all here for Kath.
Ban. Absolute.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolute.
Ian bigged himself up quite much. So, just to sort of even things out a bit.
Okay.
And we are.
We're being judged very harshly by Ian, but thankfully he's not the one with that power. Whacking from home, how kinky. Mm. Blue Monday is some advertising shite. So New Order are a myth. And then, here it comes.
Can I just press this?
I'm tired. Tired of your whinging. LOL! That's what got you done, mate. What does it say now?
Yeah. But like I said, it was read out at the wrong place. Read through and read it at the right comedy. And it would have been an amazing setup for a joke. But unfortunately, he missed it.
Yeah. Looking at your mitigation here. I'm tired of your whinging. That was meant as a joke, as Kath noted. But because of the delay, it was read out by Ian at maybe a slightly inappropriate moment. Was trying to lighten the mood. Don't think I deserve a ban for that, folks. Oh, are you the judge now?
Well, I mean, you know, you're judge, jury and executioner. I'm just obviously
here
for the ride.
I certainly am. And so, we have a problem before us. in that you have pretty good previous, and yet this does look damning on paper, doesn't it?
It does a little bit. I mean, I don't know if anyone's in the chat who vaguely knows me. Probably not, but I'm sure there's people who could vouch for me being a decent human.
Oh, well then, that sounds like an invitation to open it out to the chat.
What have I done?
Let's do a vote.
Let's do a vote. We're going to throw you on the...
I'll do a vote. I'm going to do it.
Man, mercy of the jury.
Hang on a second.
Right. Okay. God, I hope Scott's...
So, new poll.
Let's hope. Let's hope.
What do we do with this guilty man?
In fairness, I did do the first man. Quiz, I believe.
Okay. Here we go. The vote is up there. Let's see what people are thinking.
I can't even see the vote.
No, you can't, can you?
Uh-oh, it's not looking good in the chat.
What I would like to say, in fairness, is that your show has been really, really good for us during lockdown. And I didn't listen to you guys on the radio, but obviously knew of Ian from telly and stuff like that. And then when we found your show online, it was actually really, really good kind of social thing, as well as something watching on the telly. But yeah, mock it if you want, but you guys have provided actually a public service for people. It's been really...
Your sister is saying we should give him the B of the D.
You guys on there.
How do you know who his sister is?
Your sister.
She's my sister's his sister. No. Are we brothers?
No.
Do you know what? No, my dad. It's very possible.
Okay.
It's up to you, but I'm really want to...
Oh, it's looking very strongly in your favour at the moment, More Eyes 23. 80% so far. How long have we got on this? Another 30 seconds or so. Let's see.
Come on, guys.
I mean...
Let me check in.
Gatford is calling you a bumlick.
And that's Gatford
Thanks
calling
that,
you
Gatford.
A bumlick.
God, dear.
And the only way you could be a bumlick is if Gatford came up for air.
Yeah, he needs to move over a little bit, doesn't he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, exactly. I was going to say, his nose is browner than most.
Careful now.
Sorry.
The chat could turn. Gatford is a favourite of the public for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's uncanny.
Yeah, I know. It's odd, isn't it? No, he's a good lad.
Let's see.
No, time's up. He's unbanned.
You're unbanned, but monsieur, don't let me see you in here again.
Decorating now.
Yes, now strip that wall.
Yeah, things ain't going my way today. Things just ain't going my way. Gatford's only a favourite, says Pete, because people get me and him mixed up sometimes.
God. Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Maltese. Loving the floral shirt, continues to talk about it, not wanting to talk to actual person involved, but continues to talk about it. You cut the... this is talking about the funny phone call we had the other week.
Yeah.
You cut the guy off to stop talking about it, continues to talk about it for the following 25 minutes. I hate to point this out, but you're also talking about it.
It's our show. We talk about what we want.
I think he punched me. Okay, buddy.
Oh, that was... who was I saying had punched me?
Oh, fella...
The Bam Margera. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he punched me, if I remember it correctly. I mean, both of us were probably high at the time. I think he punched me.
And then you think? I think that was just... just continual.
Oh, here we go. Have a listen.
Actually really enjoy this channel's content. Reviewing my comments, I'm sorry for what I've said, but I was just defending the people that were not present.
Oh, it was going quite well up until then.
Yeah, you heard one of those people though, right? Either way, I'll still watch. Smiley face made out of...
That sounds like an apology to me.
It does to me. But... You've been given the benefit of the doubt now.
B of the D.
So calm those titties. Unbanned.
B of the D could also mean bum of the dick, so I don't think we should say that. I don't think we should say that, because people might go, why did Bam Margera punch you? Because he's a bit of a knob. That is Frank Sidebottom. If you look...
Oh.
That is Frank Sidebottom is in the background, yes.
And there, behind Ian's hand, is a rather nice trophy. The first one that we've won. On Twitch. Anyway. This guy. Okay. Totziah.
Oh, this guy's an arsehole.
Now, he's the guy that rang us up drunk that time and said to us, name an effing mug.
Funny, but he was drunk and being obnoxious.
But it was funny the way we took it. He wasn't being funny.
No, he was being aggressive.
Argumentative. He was coming drunk, in swinging, right?
Obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, we started discussing when we were writing down possible. This is when he started to get on my tits, to be honest. We started writing down names of possible things we were going to watch for shonky old shows.
Yeah, a great list here.
Just at the point of farting out show names.
The Cruise, Paddington Green, Making Slough Happy, The Hotel, A Place in Greece, Space Cadets, The Family, and The Entertainers.
Yeah, farting out show names or coming up with the next place that the show that you enjoy is going. Well, okay, fine. And I said, are you all right? Because I thought, you're getting on my nerves. You're fine, just enjoying myself quietly. Problem was, it wasn't quiet. LMAO, the show was great. Rubbing the books is no good. You have to be able to name them. Very cold management, I'd jump out the window. That was talking about that programme with the couple in the porter cabin. Spent his fortune on Dax. Awful woman. She's like a DVD killer.
Dead by Daylight.
Uh-huh. Bit at Neil Diamond. And then...
Oh, then he was bored. He was bored.
So, someone call FFS. And then the mitigation is I can't.
I don't like him.
I feel like we've tolerated quite a bit of nonsense from him.
His phone calls are obnoxious, and it's not aggressive, drunk nonsense.
And it's not going to work out.
If he wants to phone in and defend himself sober, do it.
But I don't think it's going to work out because... because we've been giving you more slack than we give anyone else. So I'm minded to keep him banned.
Bye.
Banned.
Bye. Well, bye.
It's for the best.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call while we're doing this, you can. You really can. I promise. Promise. That's my home phone number.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, go on, let's have another one, then we'll have a little breather, shall we?
All right, this is all in capitals. I'm really sorry for my actions. Yours sincerely, Sim. Opened with, hi Lee, sub to Bounty Hunter 466, donated £1,000. Thank you for being such good streamers. Gifted 50 subs. Just noise. And then he wrote to new to this too. Sim, I didn't ask, capital letters. And so you got banned.
By me. Or you. By me, I think. I don't like people doing the fake... I've subbed. I'm going to give 100 subs like that spam man. I don't like any of that crap. It's just annoying. Yeah. And to do it twice. What's the point?
But then also starting on other people. Nah.
Maybe it was a harsh ban.
No, it wasn't. He's been a dickhead. Don't be a dick.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. If you want to call us, you can. I'm going to say it. We got low numbers. I do think changing it to TLNA, I think it's morally and ethically the right thing to do. Business-wise, even when I told my eldest son, he went, bold move.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Someone phone up and talk to me about it. Because I don't, and people are saying, oh, my ears. People are saying, give it time. I just don't know. And of course, we're going to take a few nights off, so that's going to things a little bit.
And this is still the hour that a lot of people don't realise we're on.
But it's normally 200 or 300 more than this.
Yeah. Yeah. But then it gets to like 1,200 by the end.
But we've had like 3,000.
Yeah, but that was freakish.
No, the 3,000 wasn't freakish. The 5,000 was freakish. Mm. The 3,000 wasn't freakish.
Listen, I'm not precious about it. If you think it's the best thing to do to change back, it's all good. You don't have to do anything for me.
No, I don't. I think morally it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, no, but...
But business-wise...
But practically, is it not?
But here's...
Maybe you should talk...
Catherine Boyle now. She's...
You know what you maybe should do? Talk to Farhan. Because he's seen this pattern before, surely. He'll know what's behind it. Because we're just testing things out, aren't we? And he's introduced different people.
If you type Ian Lee into Twitch, TLNA comes up first. TLNA does not mean anything. Well, it's the late night alternative, but maybe that doesn't mean anything. Here's what I wanted. I wanted to incorporate Catherine into the URL, right? And because it was Ian Lee, and it just felt, I always felt bad every time we raided and they go, oh, thanks, Lane Lee. Thanks, Lane. It's great. It's great. Really appreciate that, Ian. Thank you, Lane. All of that shit. And I felt bad. And it is slightly, I just think having my name in is, I don't know. I want to do the right thing, but maybe the right thing isn't always the right thing.
I don't think it's even about whose name's on it. I think yours was an established account. And this is a new one. Mind you,
it's the same account.
It should have transferred across, shouldn't
it? It's the same account. But we did have a couple of people coming yesterday going, what is this? Why am I subscribed to, why am I following this?
I could
and then you get it. Thank you, Dr. Andy H. I appreciate it. I'm not having one of my moments, right? It's not a moment. I just I just don't know what to do.
No, and Alex 0592 says it depends what you want to achieve, what's more important, viewers or names. Well, I don't know whether it's that cut and dry with changing the URL. I mean, does it make that much difference?
Maybe it should have been the late night alternative. Too long. She's going to be quick. It's going to be snappy. I don't know.
I don't know. That's why I think ask someone that works for Twitch, because they'll know how things work better than we do. We're just guessing. But if you have to change it back, if you want to change it back, don't not do it because you don't want to upset me, because it's not a thing.
I want my mummy to tell me what to do. That's always my thing, is I want my mummy to tell me what to do.
Well, ask the mummy that works for Twitch rather than this one who doesn't know what she's doing either.
Right, let's have a little look-see. Let's go to the homepage. Find it. By the way, if you've ever set us a quiz, you're very welcome to phone up and be quizzed. Oh, we won't be on the homepage now.
Well, if we're not on the homepage...
No, but we normally have... What I'm saying is we normally have more than...
Yeah, but when we're on the homepage, we do.
No. This hour, we do. We're not on the homepage because it's 8 o'clock.
Mm. I don't know. It's tricky.
It is tricky, isn't it? It's tricky trying to get that... It's tricky trying to get that balance.
Ask Twitch.
Yeah, I'll ask Twitch. I mean, it's all Pete's idea anyway, so...
We can blame him.
Nikki's saying Judge Boyle on a Thursday. We're not doing. We're having 3 days off, mental health days. My home number is. I just changed it today, Pete. It was just a change, but yeah. Okay, fine. I appreciate that. I'm still playing around with that. Let's change. We can change. I don't know how to change that. Can you change that? Can I change that? I was just playing around with different wordings, Pete. Just playing around. Why is Pete having a go at me?
This is the point, right? This place for us is still the Wild West. We're trying to work out what works and what doesn't. What combination is the primo combination to get people in. I actually think that it's more about catching people's eye. I mean, it certainly is for when we do raids. We see someone first and then we work out whether the vibe is right. And I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of people get discovered on Twitch. So
we can see what our search tags, which search tags are popular. I don't know. I'm overthinking stuff, as I often do. Mm. But we've got more than James Buckley. Why don't
that's
we stay?
That's it. Burns Cash says a description of the show is needed in the title. Don't think it is.
So my home phone number. All right. Well, okay. Tell us what to write. My home phone number is 0203-286-6370. The only phone-in show on Twitch. Mm. There you go. I like this keyboard. It's quite noisy. It's proper,
yeah, and you're a heavy typer.
Oh, I hammer it. Okay.
Yeah, Momo Meister. When I'm looking for new streamers, I never look at their names, just the pics.
But I hate to say it, because it makes me uncomfortable to say it in a public arena, but we might have lost some people who... I was on the fucking Jungle when we had 15 million viewers. Is what I'm trying to say, and so that is slightly different. It sounds arrogant, but this
it's not arrogant. In what work?
That is slightly different than Joe Schmo from Kokomo doing the stream and going, "Oh, that looks good. He's got nice lights and good hair."
I know. Honestly, I've not got a thing about it. If you want
to
change
it back.
No,
I know. I wish you did have a thing about it. Then it would be easier.
Asked. I'm not bothered.
I know, but then it would be easier if you did have a thing about it. Either way. I know, and it's
Smell of Old Books, there's a radio ad. No one listens to the radio anymore.
No. Oh, what was that? Oh, no, anyway. All right.
Let's see.
We're good. Let's get some calls in. Okay, we missed a couple of calls, so let's do these calls in.
Jimbo. Jimbo?
Nina says, hang on a minute, Jim, maybe you can help us. Nina says, have you lost the notification? Are people getting Twitch notifications?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Oh, your phone, mate.
What's up?
Oh, it's very crackly. Yeah.
Shall I try calling back?
Yes, please.
Please.
That was not... if I put a typo in the thing. Where have I put the typo? You speak to Jim while I look at this.
Jim.
Hello, is that any better?
A smidgen.
Right, where is the typo? Who said there was a typo? Who said there was a typo?
It wasn't me.
Lol. Capital
I'm not getting tired out again.
Capital, that's not a typo. Goodbye. Right.
Jimbo.
Hi. So, in my role, it's all about making data-driven decisions. And what you're doing at the moment is you're reacting to a sudden change in data, not the trend. Never make decisions that aren't about the trend.
Okay.
And you need to compare tonight's figures with when there's football on. You need to compare tonight's figures with when there's a Twitch event on. Don't compare it to individual days when you had your best figures. Never look at the best, never look at the worst. Always look at the average, the median, the mode. Make proper database decisions, because otherwise you'll just knee jerk from one thing to another and nothing will ever get better.
Mm.
Plus marketing, that's the other thing. You know, you should be telling people, most of your clicks, what you were saying, were coming through your tweets, which that's where a lot of your reach is, and people clicking through from the front page. They don't care that your URL's changed, but why not just say, different URL, same great show, or something like that. Acknowledge it, but say, you know, you're getting the consistent, high-quality show.
All right.
Is he taking the piss when he says that?
No, I think he means
the high-quality show bit. Is he having a laugh?
I think he's being kind. But...
Can't tell anymore.
Last night was in... Me and Jen were talking about it earlier, was in your top two shows ever. It was amazing. It was hilarious. And just proved what you can do. And if you can do more collaboration, I mean, I'm doing a bit of tier three meeting here. Should save it, maybe. But if you can do more of those kinds of collaborations and crossover events and that kind of stuff and grow that community thing you've got going, you can only get success. All of the streams I watch now, apart from a couple, have been people you've raided or people that have been in the chat. Literally growing a community like that.
Yeah.
It's slow burn stuff. Man, it's slow burn stuff. It's not going to be overnight. Ninja figures. Hold your course, I suppose is what I'm saying. Right. To you, the metaphor from last night.
Thank you.
Finally, congratulations, Catherine.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Jimbo.
Okay. This guy's a bell end.
So kind.
Okay.
So kind.
Let's do our sponsors. 34sp.com. It's their last advert with us for a while, but they're coming back. If you want, there's domain hosting and websites and all of that stuff. Excuse me. They've got some great packages for hosting your website. They've got a superb technical team. You can phone them up even on Christmas Day.
But you won't be able to find that out until Christmas, so...
Don't phone them up on Christmas Day, but they will. And also, they've got a superb offer. You can get a .uk domain name for £500.
I don't think that's right.
Is it not?
No, it's a pound.
Shut the front
it's
door.
It's a pound.
They're idiots.
For a limited time
a
only.
A pound?
Sort it out,
dot
yes.
UK for a pound? No.
Yeah, a .org.uk, a .co.uk, or a .me.uk. How'd you fancy one of those bad boys?
I still think they should charge £500, but pound, that'll do. It's our last advert with Richard Gregorian, gelaw.co.uk, for a month. We're having a little break. What does 34SP stand for? Good quality online service. So Richard has been with us from the start. If you've won prizes, odds are Richard paid for them. The talent show prize money, half of that, well, the quarter of that in the end came from Richard. Divorce lawyers, what can I say? If you're getting divorced, go and speak to him. But he's a genuinely lovely, brilliant person, and we want to say, Richard, thank you. See you in a month. He comes in the chat. He'll be in the chat. I don't know if you're in the chat right now, Rich. I don't know if you're in the chat right now. That would be great if you were. But thank you. So last night with Poseidon Safety Management. Talk to me, Catherine.
I miss those guys. They are Devon and Cornwall's largest supplier of guard dogs, but they also do guarding without dogs. Manned guarding, mobile patrols, whatever you need. If you're in Devon and Cornwall, they recruit from your local area. They will make sure that they know that place like the back of their hand, and they've got a vested interest in keeping you and your property safe because they live like down the road. That's Poseidon Safety Management.
Jaggy Nettle says, Ian, my friends, you really need to jazz up the sponsors. I'm thinking gaming chairs or giving headsets. Okay, you work for a gaming chair or a headset company. You don't, you're just a person? Well, then fuck off. We want to say thank you to abbycare.co.uk.
We do, they're really special.
They've been really helpful to me. They're coming back next week, yeah. Next month. They've been so helpful.
Addiction recovery clinics, all the main ones and some of the fringy ones too. You give them a shout. They can probably help you out. 25% off if you mention this advert. They have a place in Gloucester and they have a place in Glasgow. In fact, they're sprucing one up. They're moving to a peppier, swish a new place. Yeah. And they're just brilliant. A lot of the people that work there are in recovery too. So they know exactly what you're going through. They're not talking to you as if you're, you know, an example in a textbook. They know where you've been and they know what the way forward could be for you. So if you want to restart your life, this is the place.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend.
At Abbey Care.
Okay. 0203-286-6370. But let's have some more.
All right. Yes. The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Now in session.
Oh my God, what was that? Why are you hitting?
That was my banhammer hitting my microphone. Apologies, everyone. Now, the Momo guy, the underscore Momo guy.
Dave, for that Beatles quiz, I just typed in world's toughest. I typed in the toughest Beatles quiz in the world, and that's what came up. Yeah. Oh, yes?
Yeah, Momo guy.
Oh, that was the guy that wanted us to unban someone.
Well, yeah, but also was spamming the chat. Whenever I go on cruises, my friends throw overboard and point and laugh at me. Whenever I go on cruises, my friends throw overboard and point and laugh at me. Whenever I go on cruises, my friends throw overboard and point and laugh at me. Please unban the shrub kid. He's sorry. Please unban the shrub kid. Banned. And the mitigation, please unban the shrub kid. So I would suggest the lesson was not learnt there.
I would say, wait!
Don't spam my chat, guys. I don't like it.
I'd let this person have a second opportunity.
Really?
I'd let this person have a second up. Let's be nice.
They're constantly repeating themselves.
Bring more love to the world. Why are we doing
Judge... flipping Fred Elliott, I say, Ashley.
Why are we doing Judge Boyle on Friday, on a Thursday? Because
we're ain't
off Friday.
Here tomorrow.
We're off Monday. We're off Tuesday. Let's do it.
We ban him?
No, unban him. Unban.
Come on. Well, we haven't had an unban so far, have we?
Unban him.
Apart from More Eyes.
Yes, unfortunately. Unban.
All right, but here's my bet. He's banned for the same thing within a day.
Could be.
No, we won't be here in a day next week.
Could be. We just don't know.
Let's see. But my spidey senses very, very rarely fail.
We just don't know. All right, everyone's saying ban. You're wrong.
Well,
time to give a little light.
I think you're right, but let's play the long game.
Can we time Lino out for 5 minutes, please?
Coeb Phil, what a character. Came straight in with...
Hang on, dedicated... Sorry, time out. Guys, people have like 10 plus accounts that get banned. Lol. Amaranth does the same thing every episode. Unban or ban. Sort of shows power hungry. JS, in my opinion, don't ban. Love y'all. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck? Who cares about Amaranth? What? I don't even watch Amaranth. Who cares?
Why are you watching Amaranth? There's pornography available.
You coward. You coward. Go on Pornhub, you coward.
Anyway, speaking of which, Coab Phil, straight in, caps lock, crackers on cheese. I need condoms. I very much doubt that, don't you? Then straight away, I am sexist.
Okay.
Then who was that kid?
Nice.
And then I hate all women.
Not nice.
The mitigation, it was a joke. So tell us the punchline. You didn't even start with a joke. It wasn't a joke. You're banned.
Me likey the ban of that one.
Actually, there was a wonderful, I'm not going to say rant because she set someone straight, right? Did you see it? I retweeted it.
Yes, I did. What colour is your thong?
We should play it out.
Yeah,
I thought it was beautiful because the it was a joke thing is not a defence and it's actually proof that you're a dick.
By the way, if you're new here, drop us a follow.
Here we go.
Hang on a second, there's a call coming.
Okay, interesting.
You say that, Judge.
Ah, Mr. North.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Hey, David. I'm still suffering from that ship journey. You know.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God, we left Alistair on the island! Oh, shit, we left Alistair on the island!
Probably for the best, because he needed to stop with the...
Oh, we forgot to take him onto Captain Sexy's ship!
Sorry about that.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, it's all right. Me aunt picked me up.
You managed to make a phone out of coconuts, though.
Well, it was difficult. I did it.
You're an engineer, aren't you?
I just wanted to, because after Dave's call, it reminded me of a thing that happened. Because I was very emotional about, you know, when the day came that we'd reached 100,000 deaths. Terrible. Mm. And after your show that day, I had a look at the Sky News papers review.
Yeah.
And one of the people that was reviewing the papers said something along the lines of, well, of course, they would have died anyway because it's the flu season.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely, I mean, it was a guttural reaction. I just felt so sick. How could that person say such a thing?
Oh, she said stupid things before. I'm not massively surprised.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's one of those.
Who's?
Yeah.
I can't remember what her name is even, but she's one of the sort of people that I block because I don't want to hear their nonsense. She's basically
Isabella Oakeshott.
She's a Pound Shopkins.
Oh, I don't know who that
is.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you remember when Samantha Brick was the worst person? And all she said was that she was too beautiful for anybody or something.
Yeah.
That was it. And that was the worst we had.
I mean, when people say things like this, I mean, if you're one of the people that a family member that someone has, you know, one of their family members has passed away because of COVID, you know, that it must feel like a right sort of slap in the face, you know, on top of their grief, to get that kind of denial from these idiots. Mm. And I mean, I suppose, I don't know. But
they're not talking to those people. They're talking to people who want their biases confirmed by someone who sounds posh or like they've been to university or like they may have a background that means that they'll be there's a certain polish to them, you know. But actually, they're doing it for money. I can't believe they are in earnest, some of these people. I think that they're doing it because they feel in some way they have to be entertaining or antagonistic, that they're still some sort of interesting intellectual debate. But the thing is, the people that they're influencing most aren't in on it. They don't realise that they're just experimenting with the right combination of words to get a response. Mm. I really believe that.
Well, I did send her a tweet with a naughty word in it, but it wasn't too bad a naughty word, but it was the word.
She doesn't care about that. What she's counting is the number of television appearances it gets her, or the number of people calling her up for interviews it gets her, and then she gets magnified. Yeah. You know, it's that's the game she's playing. I don't care about you.
Well, anyway, enjoying the show tonight. Judge, you seem on point so far.
So far.
Keep going.
Things might be about to get quite erratic, and I said erratic, not erotic.
Thank you, Alistair. Right, let's rattle through some of these now. I'm going to play some ads. If you're not a sub, who cares? You sub next week. I don't really care. Let's.
All right.
Let's do it.
Pogmanali.
Block.
Yeah. Hi. Hello. Burger with no honey mustard. Burger with no honey mustard.
Spam.
Burger
don't read it all. What blah, is blah, blah. What's
I accidentally pressed pasted and put in chat something really long and got banned. Please unban me.
Nah, ban.
No.
Welcome.
Bannez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Bargum.
Who we got next? Okay. Didn't expect to get banned. Maybe I read the room wrong with my nail varnish comment. Was in response to Ian swearing with hand gestures. But unfair. I think it means bit unfair.
No, I said I was going to ban him. I'm not a fan of the new TLNA graphics.
Oh, no, first of all, criticism of the hat. Is this hat to stay? Then, I'm not a fan of the new TLNA graphics. Where did they come from? Is the nail varnish for me? Do my comments get more respect from a subscriber?
I said I was going to ban it. I said, you're not even a subscriber. How dare you talk about the graphics?
Goading for attention. So here's that attention you ordered. Banned.
We're in a ban frenzy now. Dave and Alistair got us angry.
I'm not in the mood for this crap.
Got us angry. That shitty award has got me so angry.
Okay, here we go. Dr. Max. What drugs do you struggle with? Sertraline is still our first line, Ian. What drugs did you struggle with, Ian? Sorry if that's a personal question you didn't want to answer. Never known anyone with such a large ego. Enjoyed your show before, but this overpowering and patronising lefty nonsense is useless. Less on the way to 15K.
This was because I said that Boris Johnson had blood on his hands. Yeah. That was it, and I wanted less people dead. Lefty nonsense.
Dr. Max put that in twice, a minute apart. Here we go. Here's the mitigation. As an ITU doctor, ITU? Isn't it ICU?
ICU.
I may be wrong. As an ITU doctor fighting on the front line, all of this chat is useless. We need to work together to stay at home, not create a divide and fight between the public.
Tell that to the Prime Minister who said that we could all go, apart from in London, we could all go and mingle for 5 days over Christmas. You absolute melt.
I don't believe you're a doctor.
No! In fact, ban him. If he is a doctor, ban him so that you've got to spend more time helping people. And ban him anyway because he might not be a doctor. And also ban him for being a bell.
Just lefty nonsense doesn't sound very doctorly to me because, I mean, why are you caring for people that aren't even related to you? Banned. Next. I was banned for saying it was muffled. It generally was muffled to me. That was the only reason I said. I was not trolling. I also said, as he said, who says it next will be banned. I'm sorry for saying it.
Yeah, I'm banned. Yeah. I'm banned.
All right.
I'm banned.
All right.
How many more of these are there? We forgot to go through them, didn't we?
No, I went through them a little
bit. Oh, Ceci Brown, the lady knows what she is doing.
Unbanned.
The lady knows what she is doing.
Here we go, there's another one.
Give us two more.
All right.
Two more.
Christian Sour Patch. How do I call them on Skype? I'm going to give you a call. No. Hold on. It didn't work. Can you help me with Skype? Call in. I called you on Skype. I'm calling you on Skype. They weren't calling us on Skype.
Can you hear my eye? Can you hear my eye?
Do you know what I can hear?
Yeah.
A ban.
A ban.
Ah, the anonymous Tim. I wish I knew who you were.
Tim, it's gone.
Gone. The agonymous Tim. E7 on Twitch. Vag. With Vag.
Draymond says it's all men so far. Apart from the eyebrow lady, have there been any other women?
I don't know. We're assuming. I mean, I don't know what gender E7 on Twitch might be. But they did enter with Vag. So I'm suggesting probably a bloke. Then they spammed the chat, and then Gatford timed them out, and then Mandy banned. And I'm minded to side with Mandy. Banned.
The name Schneider, it feels like it needs an N in there.
Like Schneider.
But then that's Rob Schneider.
Mm.
Not at all.
Well, no, at all.
I can't say, I'm on. Am I on?
Yeah,
at
you're
all?
On.
Yes, at all.
I've only just realised I'm still in my dressing gown. So
how are you,
all right, Jim Davidson?
Can I ask you a question? A dental question. Have you had your teeth done? Because they are beautiful.
You know, I occasionally look back and see what people are talking about when you mention Russell Brand. I don't get it. But
the teeth and the eyes. Yeah. Teeth and the eyes.
Teeth. My teeth were a nightmare from sort of, I don't know, when I was a kid, I used to suck my thumb, I had to wear braces, blah, blah, blah. And even back in 2010 or whatever, they were pretty bad. And I went to the dentist to say, my teeth are straightening themselves out, what's going on? And he said, it's the, what do you call them? The
molars.
The wisdom teeth come down at the back. And
so they pushed them together.
Forward and they came together. But for a lot of my adult life, it was they were, yeah, as my brother described it, they were like that.
God.
I think that's bollocks. I think you tossed a coin. Heads would have been you'd have got your hair sorted out. Teeth, tails, you would have got your teeth sorted out. Tails won, you went and spent the money on teeth.
No.
If I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done it that way round, I tell you.
Would you get butt plugs?
What?
Is it butt plugs?
No, hair plugs.
Would you get
that's
hair
old
plugs?
Fashioned now. You don't have to do that.
No. You don't have to do that. Why not? No.
You don't have to do anything.
No.
You don't
want. Hair plugs is old-fashioned technology. They do it a different way now.
Interesting. Mm. Well, I may look into it. But
I know someone who went to Greece quite recently to have it done.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same people who go to Turkey and get bum implants and stuff like that?
There was no bumming, no. It was Turkey. It was Athens, and it happened over a weekend, and they treated him like a king.
Okay. Well, I'll bear it in mind. Thanks very much. I feel like there's some
actually,
hitting going on here.
But... Can I just say something? I don't think you need hair. I think you're an attractive man, and it's not a thing.
Thanks very much.
And that's not a chat up. That's just saying. Hashtag just saying. Anyway, great teeth. What have you got for us?
Thanks very much. Well, I thought I'd call in because you said you were going to do a quiz type thing.
Quiz. It's quiz this piece of trash.
Do you want to play?
I had a suggestion.
Go on then.
Well, my suggestion is... It's a very low-key party piece, but the original Guess Who,
yeah,
I can play that without the pieces. I don't have to have a board in front of me.
Okay.
Well, we haven't got a board in front
of us. I can find one.
Okay. Well let's see it on here. So we can.
It's got to be the original Guess Who. So people can see it. The original one.
All right.
I mean, to be honest, it's a lot of my cultural references are, oh, doesn't it look like Richard from Guess Who?
Exactly. Well, the amount of people I've
Maria.
Met.
Maria.
Philip.
Well, I don't. Where do I find the original one from? There's loads of. What is the original one? I put original Guess Who in.
Yeah, that one.
1987 version.
That sounds about right.
1987 version.
That will work for you, right?
Yeah.
Name a person on there and describe them.
Max. He's got curly hair, big nose, and moustache, and brown hair. He's smiling.
Looks like Mario.
No, he said Max.
Yeah, that's Max.
Where?
I'm trying to point him out.
All right, okay, fine. All right. We'll pick someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, you got to pick the most plain looking. Remember when we played this once live with the audience?
Yes.
And the question was, does he look like a paedophile?
Yeah, the guy sat down and we had to ask him
to stand up again. God, Guess Who's actually quite easy. Who are you thinking?
That one.
Which well, you got a point to it. Go,
yeah,
go.
No.
To
the left.
We've got six on screen. Tell me.
I was looking where your finger was. There.
Oh, that one. All right. Yeah. Go. You got how many clues? How many times do you get to do this?
I didn't know that there was that rule. I just guessed. I'm like,
all right, go on then, guess.
Do you reckon you can do it in less than
six?
Less than six.
All right, we'll give it a go. Is it a man?
Yes.
Has he got blonde hair?
No.
Has he got orange hair?
Yes.
Has he got a moustache?
No.
Has he got curly hair?
Yes.
Is it Franz?
Yes! Looks like Eddie Yates.
Turn your phone around. What are you what are you looking at? Turn your phone around.
I'm not looking at anything. The place is a mess.
Turn it around. You've got a freaking board there.
You got the screen there.
No, I haven't got a board there. I've got a telly and then Bob.
He's either got a bluey or he's got Guess Who on the
floor. I think it might be a talent.
Let's
do it again.
I remember things better from my childhood than I can remember from yesterday.
All right, I'm going to pick...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Has he got white hair?
No.
People who are bald still have hair.
No, you don't. Stop clinging on to that dream and wake up.
Has he got black hair?
No.
No.
Has he got brown?
He's got an earpiece in, everyone's shouting. Has he what, sorry?
Is he bald?
No.
Oh. This six questions isn't part of the game, you know.
Well, let's see how many you got past.
Trying to make it more interesting.
For everyone over six, you give us £100.
Okay. I can't remember. Has he got brown hair?
No.
No.
Has he got a hat on?
No.
Did I ask if he's got white hair? I did.
Yeah.
Has he got blonde hair?
Yes.
Has he got a moustache?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it Charles?
Yes.
Yes. That's freaky deaky, man.
I like this talent.
That is freaky. Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me. I don't like... No, I'm going to cut him off. I'm going to cut him off. That's too weird. Just... No.
That is impressive. That's impressive.
That is... that's unpleasant, man. Do one more Judge Boyle and then we'll leave it for a bit, I think.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
The underscore. Flying yes. underscore lizard.
Ba-da-da-dum. 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 Ba-dum-bum. Ba-da-da-dum. 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 Ba-da-da-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum. Looking from a window of love, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Seem like only yesterday, it getting farther away. Can't you see me? All I needed was a love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew. Only a ba-dum bum 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 bum. Ba-dum bum 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 bum.
Then he goes, ba 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 ba
ba da da ba
ba da ba 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 da ba ba da ba 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 da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da ba ba ba
da ba ba. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew. Only you.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.